I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Jake.
I'm Michael.
And this is the Imposter Syndrome Podcast. Woo! Let's go. Back for another round of hell, like always.
Yeah.
I just want to say special thanks to Kay for being on the podcast last week and the week before.
Yes, yes.
I listened back to the episodes and I really enjoyed it, actually. Just like ranting and like talking shit.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was a lot of fun.
I did have fun on that. Our V2 remodels are still in the shop. I'm not a broken record. They will be returning hopefully next week.
Yeah. I mean, the most difference you're hopefully going to tell is that we are not going to have crashes or Jake's not going to enter like the 2D zone of like 5 frames per second.
The void, the hella lag.
Yeah.
So, hopefully that's not the case anymore and we'll see, but only time will tell. But we appreciate your patience on that. We are the number one and the only VTuber podcast as far as my mind is concerned.
Like, I can name two now.
But ours is the best.
Well, I mean, ours is the most consistent.
Ooh, shots. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I mean, look, there's two of them, right? It's the Hololive one with Mori Calliope, the Grim Reaper one.
Sure.
Is it Iris?
I don't know. No idea.
Some other one. And I think there's only been like 3 or 4 episodes.
Oh, it died.
I don't know if it died. It's just like whenever they feel, whatever.
Word.
Iron Mouse's one is more of like a talk show rather than a podcast.
Well, then yes, we're the number one and only
VTuber
podcast.
Yep.
So they will return and we will proclaim our titles. So
yes.
But today I think we want to take an easy day. We had two pretty long podcasts last couple weeks.
A
lot of guests. So we're going to take a little break this week and have a little short episode for you guys. And we're pretty much just going to play this game. It's called Sir Trolley Problems, right?
Yes.
Do you want to explain like what it is or do you want to jump into it and I think people will catch on?
I mean, basically it's kind of just a question of morality and what is right even in the most dire situations. So for example, if you are watching, which you should on YouTube, like youtube.com/hopefullyimpostersyndrome, but probably not, it's probably a bunch of numbers, but you know.
The link will be in the description.
Yeah, you click that link, hit that subscribe button. Yeah. So if you're watching, you can see on screen now, you have a predicament. Oh no, a trolley is heading towards 5 people tied down to the railroad tracks. You can pull a lever, divert it to the other track, killing one person instead. What do you do?
So my challenge to the people who watch this episode is to see whether or not our morality is satirical or if it's genuine
So this first one is like the baseline trolley problem. And as we go through it, it's going to start throwing different variables.
Scenarios. Yeah.
Right.
Right now, I'm going to say pull the lever.
I do agree with that. The needs of the many outweigh the few.
Correct.
All right. So we're going to pull that lever. And that guy is dead.
Rip.
77% of people agree with you.
F in the chat.
All right. So on to the next one.
All right. So, oh no, a trolley is heading towards five people. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, killing four people instead. What do you do? And again, I believe...
use the knees of the menu.
Yeah, it's the same
principle.
Okay,
yeah, it's just like there's slightly more people. So it's like you feel a little bit less... more bad.
Would you prefer, you know, the whole mall gets shot up or one person gets stabbed?
Very topical.
I'm just saying it's the truth though, right?
Yeah, it is true.
So, I mean, the less amount of people that die, the better.
That is true. Goodbye.
A couple Fs in the chat.
Yeah, so now you see like now the thing's going a little more down.
A little more down. But why would people want to kill more than less?
If they're
psychopaths. It seems a little psychotic, no?
Yeah. All right. So now, and because now it gets a little interesting. A trolley is heading towards five people. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, but your life savings will be destroyed. What do you do?
All those people gotta die.
Oh, like it's like you have to be a real murderer, right, psychopath.
So, I mean, now we're like, all right, are there repercussions?
Five people die. That's the repercussion.
Yeah, but in IRL, like, that's not a good thing for the rest. Like, you could build savings again, but not if you're in prison. So I feel like...
I mean, listen, right? I'm a Grim Reaper. Look. Your name is Azrael. It's just literally an angel of death. It's like, we're kind of...
I mean, read the room, right?
Yeah. Right? We're not the most...
I'm going to let... Because you decide. You decide what you want to do. And if you're stuck, you can call a friend. That's right. Okay. Yeah.
Listen.
69% disagree. Look.
We're both musicians. You know, we got to make that bank somehow.
Dude.
It's a struggle.
I only have so much to give. Yo, here's a thought. We just saved 10 people last time. Right? So, honestly, we're still positive.
On the morality scale, we're still
in the clear. Listen, we're still in the clear. All right,
we're like chaotic good.
Yeah, chaotic good.
Okay, sure. Let's keep talking about that. Okay, so heading towards five people, you're gonna divert it to the other track, sacrificing yourself.
Oh yeah, that still applies. Pull the lever
to kill you.
Yeah, pull the lever.
You would sacrifice yourself.
Sure. Listen. If I say it'd be wrong of me to say, yeah, we can kill one person instead of five when it's not me, you know.
But it is you.
But still, the many outweigh the few, unfortunately. Unless these people are like pedos or something, then they can.
Well,
die.
You don't know. They're just strangers.
I guess it's true.
Because here's the question: you don't know who these people are.
Before the train comes, I'm like, so what do you do for an occupation?
Have you ever touched a child before inappropriately?
Yes.
Is any of one of you Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah, seriously. I don't know. I mean,
I value myself a lot, though.
I know, right? I don't know.
Well, mostly anyway.
We're indecisive. I don't know. What do you...
Is there a coin around here?
Now, you know what? You chose the last one. I'll choose this one. Okay. Pull the lever.
Pull the lever?
Yeah.
All right.
Pull the lever.
There you go.
F in the chat for me.
40% of people agree with you.
Wow, the rest of you are degenerates. Come. I'm just kidding.
Hey, I just have some.
I mean, I can talk my smack now, but I very know well. Like, I know, like, you know, well, in a scenario, that'd be a tough situation to. I'd probably ponder it, honestly, but it'd be a tough situation.
Literally, Jigsaw is driving that truck.
Yeah,
trolley.
Dude, I don't know. It's like, well, also, like, your internal instinct to survive kicks in. It's like, I don't know what that scenario is like.
Yeah, right.
All
right,
oh no, a trolley is heading towards five people. You can pull a lever to divide the other track, but then the original copy of the Mona... Man, pull that fucking lever, dude.
Who cares?
Pull that lever. She ain't smiling anyway. What's she happy about? Adios.
It's not like an NFT, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, dude. If it was an NFT, dude...
Pull it harder.
we wouldn't even be in the situation.
Yeah. Well, yeah, 84 people.
They're going to put a barcode on the rail track.
Ooh, a receipt.
Yeah.
I know we haven't talked about it on the podcast. I'm so happy NFTs are going down the drain. It's so good.
We'll throw a party. We'll celebrate on one of these episodes.
Yeah, we will go do a crypto. Oh wait, we can't go to crypto land. It doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't exist. No. It's just it'll forever remain a concept.
Oh, here we go.
A trolley is heading towards a rich man. The rich man offers you $500,000 to pull the lever. which would divide the trolley and kill somebody. Well, yeah, pull that fucking lever. I mean, listen, here, all right, so,
okay.
So, like, one of them's going to die anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
You might as well make some money. This is where your morals come in. Really? You just killed 5 people for money.
Yeah, but that was my money that I already amassed. This is some douchebag. Like, who? Do you know how much satisfaction I would have killing a member of the bourgeoisie? Like,
is that what? An aristocrat.
These dirty 1% millionaires.
This is for the...
Like, Jeff Bezos is tied down to the tracks right now, right?
Oh,
are you telling me...
I'm saving Bezos?
Yeah.
I don't want to save Bezos.
Now it's like, right. Oh.
But what if it's just... What if it's Kobe? Like, Kobe Bryant?
Well, the problem's already solved.
Take it back. Sorry. Take it back. We're not putting that in there.
I'm sorry. You said the name. My God. You could have picked any other person alive. All right,
what if it's like LeBron James?
Okay.
Because he's alive. He's not an asshole.
No, he's in multiverses.
Exactly. Yeah. How could you play that character again knowing you could have saved his life?
Yeah, okay. So, you can make the choice. If you want to pull
it? No, I don't want to. Don't put that on me. I don't want to say. Yeah. I don't want this one.
Oh.
I don't want this one. This is all you.
I don't. Do I have a coin near me? Do I have a?
You're gonna flip a coin.
Yeah, you know.
Leave it up to fate.
Leave it up to fate.
Harvey Two Face.
Harvey Two Face. I don't have a coin though.
Leave it a chance.
He lives, or you die. Harvey's gonna be upset, but that's okay, cause we all know the truth.
Yeah, fuck the bourgeoisie. Fuck the bourgeoisie.
60% agree.
The proletarians will never be taken out.
All right, moving on. Does this end by any chance, or is this?
There is a limited amount.
There is limited. Yeah, okay.
So 60% agreed.
Cool.
Okay, here we go. All right. So the trolley is heading towards 5 lobsters. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track.
Just do nothing. You're a cat lover, and I like cats more than lobsters.
Poor lobsters.
We can just eat them afterwards. Their death will not be in vain.
Yeah.
Yeah, 80% agree. My pet lobster!
Larry!
Larry the lobster! Where's those anchor arms now, Larry?
Living like Larry.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Larry's not doing so good. Yeah. He's down bad.
This must be some pretty big lobsters if they could fill on railroad tracks.
Yo, facts. And actually have, like, an impact.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Wait, hold on. A trolley is heading towards 5 people who are sleeping and won't feel pain. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, running over someone who's wide awake instead. No, I'm still killing... I would still kill the one person.
Yeah?
It'll be instant. They're not going to feel anything. They're going to get run over and get crushed.
They literally said they're wide awake.
So? Dude, it's going to be an instant death. Their head is going to go... It's literally going to get crushed instantly.
I mean, I guess.
Look where their head is and look where the wheels are on the track. They're going to die.
It's more like they're going to be decapitated.
And that's instant.
True. All right.
Yeah, the fear of death, sure. But it's other than that, it's instant, at least. While the others is still 5 people.
But they won't even they won't even be aware.
But at the end of the day, 5 people who eventually will wake up will be dead.
They're all in comas, you know?
No, kill the guy.
All right.
That's what I would do.
All right. You're right. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
64%.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Okay. So 5 people who have tied themselves to the track, you can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, killing one person who accidentally tripped on the track.
Oh no, kill the 5.
Yeah.
And they asked for it, right?
Yeah, they
I'm not going to kill somebody who accidentally was derping out.
Yeah. 87%.
Yeah, yeah. No F's in the chat for them.
Yeah. All right.
The lever just speeds up the trolley.
The other person's not even accounting for it.
Bruh. I mean, which might make it less painful. Right. Nah, you know what? Let's leave a do nothing, because then they can have time to like say their final words to each other and be like, "I only know you for 5 minutes, man, but it was a nice 5 minutes or something." As opposed to if it was too fast, they'd be like, "Oh, what the?" And then they're just done. You know what I mean?
I like how you could, if you look carefully, you can see them screaming on the tracks.
I know. Well, do you want their last words to be "fuck"? Because that's probably what it would be.
Tails, I know who your mother is.
Yeah, right.
But. Truckoon strikes again. They're all getting isekai'd to another world.
No. The reality is that one of the, that does, the other one is the sun. One of the other things.
God.
I don't,
nothing?
I guess, yeah.
All right.
My logic is,
it's okay.
I mean, either way, the animation doesn't change. 32%.
Well, no, it just would have been faster. It went
vroom. Yeah, I guess that's true.
You just made it less fun.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Oh, a trolley is heading towards one guy. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, but your Amazon package will be late.
Oh, we got
to
do nothing then. I pay $112 a year for 2 days shipping. 2 days. Not three. Not even one. Two. Do nothing.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Well, unless you want to do nothing.
Listen.
Yeah.
I want my copy.
You want
a pseudomorph of love. I want my copy.
We're trying to start a D&D thing fast. Oh my.
So we're now at chaotic neutral. We've leveled down. Well, no, what is it? You played Kordor, right? Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah.
It's like you see, like on the fourth scale, you're going down to the red.
Yeah, right.
Like, uh-oh. Case of dark side points now.
Uh-oh. We're going the evil route.
I mean,
oh no, the trolley is heading towards your best friend. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, killing five strangers instead. That's.
All right, so Kev is tied down on the tracks right now.
Oh, the other five people are gonna die.
Yeah,
morals be damned.
All right,
morals be damned. I'm sorry. That's the homie. I'm not gonna kill him.
Nah, he's cool. All right, and most people, a good portion agree.
Yeah, I mean, objectively, you don't know anybody. Then you can go the many and the few, but that's like even with yourself, I guess. But with a person, another person that likes sex, like
yeah,
couldn't do nah. Couldn't do that.
A trolley is heading towards five people. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, killing one person instead. At least that's what you think is going to happen. You forgot your glasses and can't see that well. What are you going to do?
I mean, it looks like that's right. Is it a trap? I feel like it's not a trap.
So pull a lever?
I think so.
Okay. 50%!
Wow, that's crazy. Actually,
that's like a Schoenberg's box sort of thing.
Yeah.
Of like the people were both dead and alive at the same time.
Exactly.
Until you put your glasses on. Put your glasses on.
A trolley is heading towards one of your first cousins. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, killing three of your second cousins instead. Do nothing. Because if they're your second cousins, that most likely means that they're your cousin's children, and I guarantee you that they'd want to save their children versus themselves. Right?
What's the separation again? It's like first cousins that are like
your parents' siblings' children.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm assuming that their children would be your second cousin. Like, for me, because I have a big family,
yeah.
Some of my cousins are like 10 years older than I am.
Yeah.
So, therefore, they have kids. And so, my cousins have kids who are also my cousins. So, I believe they're my second cousins, if I'm not mistaken.
Here's the issue. One of my first cousins is an avid fan of this podcast. So
then I'll make the decision to do nothing, and that's on me.
All right. Yeah.
Michael would have saved. Michael would have saved.
Yeah. I like a lot more of my first cousins than my second cousins.
I'm just going off of what I think my first cousin would want.
This is you. And then so do nothing?
Yeah, do nothing. All right. Oh, no! 71% of people agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Oh, buddy.
Wait.
A trolley is heading towards five elderly people.
I don't even have to finish reading that. Elderly people. All right. You're going to kill a baby over the people who are on their way out?
Sure. Jeez.
I mean, you got to look at it objectively, right?
Yeah, I get you. We should really look at the car. What's it called? There's another sort of thing like this where it's like machine AI for like auto driving cars. Mm. And it's like making a decision of like, who do you prioritize in a car accident? Like, it's wild. You're like, oh, but like, if you swear by the way, you hit this old lady, but like, you can keep going and hit this young person. It's like, do you prioritize that? Like,
yeah,
you
know? that's interesting.
Anyway,
I don't like that.
Yeah. Clones. So a trolley is barreling towards five identical clones of you. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, sacrificing you yourself.
Man, there's only one Azrael.
Yeah.
And that's me.
Yeah, get rid of them.
Yeah.
Get rid of them.
There's no twices out here, okay?
There's no 85%. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
There's only one of me.
Yeah, right? Fuck that.
All right. Onwards.
A trolley is heading towards a mystery box with a 50% chance of containing two people. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, hitting a mystery box with a 10% chance of 10 people instead. What do you do? Well, I mean, I'm going to say the 10% because it's least likely.
It's least likely, yeah.
So, like, for all you know, there's one person in there or none.
Yeah.
But there's a 50% chance, there's a half chance that there's definitely two people in that thing. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think there's a 10%, just do nothing, right?
No, it's pull the lever.
Oh, it's pull the lever for that? Then yeah.
Yeah.
Then yeah. Sorry, I misread that.
Well, something got killed.
Splat.
54%. Ooh, interesting.
It's pretty mixed though.
All right. Trolley is heading towards five sentient robots. You can pull the lever and divert it to the other track, killing one human instead. What do you do?
I mean, if they're robots, you can just rebuild and reprogram them, couldn't you?
Could you?
You could probably fix it.
Maybe.
Most likely. Either way, it's not organic at the end of the day. Like... Oh, Michael's saving the robots.
Oh.
You know what? You're right. Humans are crap.
Yeah, it's just one human.
Ultron. I just want to live in an Ultron world.
Yeah, right. Oh, buddy. I can't wait to get those force lightning powers.
I know, right?
Oh, okay.
The dark side's never felt so good.
All right, so a trolley is heading towards three empty trolleys worth $900,000. You can pull the lever to divert it to another track, hitting one empty trolley worth $300,000 instead. What do you do?
Wait, what? Hold on. Trying to head towards three empty trolleys worth. Dude, what? Is that even a question?
So how much property damage do you want to do is a question.
Well, it's heading towards three trolleys worth $900,000. Well, obviously you want to do less, right?
Yeah.
So you would pull the one that does less.
Yeah. Unless you want to cause damage.
Oh, but you're right. Dude, I forgot. We're agents of chaos. We signed on for that. Do the 900,000 because that's definitely the dark side.
Yeah. Splat.
Oh, 20% yeah. 20% of here you go. Minority. Brothers and sisters. Oh no, a trolley is releasing 100 kilograms of CO2 per year, which will kill five people over 30 years. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, hitting a brick wall and decommissioning the trolley. Oh, now we're just getting twisted.
I know. Now we're getting absurd.
Now they're egging you on to murder people. Before it was like you had no choice. Now they're like, well, you kind of do, but... Why is everyone the moral police on here? I expected more sarcasm in these answers.
What's a question of ethics?
I'll leave it to you, Michael.
Well,
I mean, five people for 30 years ain't that bad.
Yeah, it's actually pretty.
That's a pretty good record, actually.
Yeah, I mean,
the U.S. has like over 100 killings a day, so, not by natural means. So you know,
yeah, I mean, You know, I mean, well, it's more.
I
mean,
but like, what? I guess, like, do you want to kill 5 people over 30 years? They can never tie it to you.
like your one decision 30 years ago is
gonna, like, gonna fuck your day up.
You let this trolley live. Trolley coon going out isekaiing people.
Oh my god.
I'm just saying, you Gruff. Know, it's more of like a global warming question, really. Like,
that's, you know what? I want to save the planet, so let's destroy it.
Destroy it?
Yeah.
All
right. You're right. I don't care so much about the people, but the planet, 100%.
53%.
And 40% don't. That's pretty wild, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, but the other questions about murdering people were not okay. But because it's over 30 years, you know, let's do it.
Yeah, really? Okay, so...
Wait, what?
You're reincarnated being...
What? You're a reincarnated being who will eventually be reincarnated as every person in this classic trolley problem. What do you do? Well, either way, you're fucked. Yeah. Who cares?
So do you want to die once or do you want to die 5 times?
Oh, well, then definitely once.
Yeah.
58%. Why 42? You want 42 people? 42% out of 867,000 people want to die 5 times. Over. They want to live their lives all the way up to this point 5 times.
Yep. And get run over 5 times.
I don't think people really thought this through.
Yeah, it's a little confusing.
Unless you... like they're saying something of relevance, but I don't think so. I can't see it. Oh no. A trolley is heading towards nothing, but you kind of want to prank the trolley driver. Oh, pull a lever.
Yeah, it's not, prank that bitch.
Yeah, that's a little ha-ha moment.
Whoops.
What?
Do a little trolling.
Yeah, 50. Yeah, it's mixed too. All right, there's some good people in the world that say they wouldn't mess with somebody.
Yeah. Okay, so here's an interesting one. A trolley is heading towards a good citizen. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, running over someone who litters instead. What do you do?
Well, if there's a good person versus a bad person, you're going to take out the bad person instead. If you had the option, wouldn't you?
I mean, I guess.
Unless we're I keep forgetting that we're...
Agents of Chaos.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat the soul of every single person on the planet eventually.
Maybe. You know, let the good guys win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck lettering.
Yeah. That's, again, save the planet, right?
Yeah, 74%.
Yeah, be gone with you.
Oh, no, due to a construction error, the trolley is stuck in an eternal loop. If you pull the lever, the trolley will explode. And if you don't, the trolley and its passengers will go in circles for eternity.
Oh, definitely kill them. That's a mercy kill. That's a mercy kill, in my opinion.
You spin me right. 46 people agree with you. Holy wow. Damn.
I'll see you in Valhalla, boys.
That's surprising. Like, you think trapped in, like,
an eternal loop on a train. What the fuck are they going to do forever?
Ugh.
I mean, they would die anyway, right? There's no food, no supplies. Just because you go in circles for eternity, does that mean that you live for eternity? Or are you continuously just living in the same loop so you no longer eat, sleep, drink, or anything?
Is it, like, near a black hole? It's, like, where time has stopped.
Like a time dilation.
Oh, man.
Oh, brother Shrek. This is the only answers that Shrek can provide for us.
Why? Why? Oh, no.
Don't even
give an explanation.
I'm not going to clarify, no.
No.
No, I don't need to.
All right. A trolley is heading towards your worst enemy. You can pull the lever to divert the trolley and save them, or you can do nothing and no one will ever know. Your enemy is on that track.
Who is my... Oh, kill him. Do absolutely nothing.
44% of people agree. Really? Why?
They're liars. They're liars.
Get off your high horse. Come
they're
on.
Liars. They're liars.
You're
they're
telling liars. Me if you are like the person you despise the most.
What if that person murdered your baby? You're going to save that person? I would assume that's your worst enemy. What if that person killed your parents?
Like.
What if that person stole all of your money? They put set your house on fire. What if that person
is an international terrorist?
Yeah. What if that person is Hitler? What if that person? You know, I don't know if that why that'd be your worst enemy, but did you live in that time? Perhaps.
You know, maybe.
Either way, they're being Pinocchio's.
Get off your soapbox.
Yeah.
Come on. All right.
A trolley is heading towards a person and will lower the lifespan by 50. Wait, what? A trolley is heading towards a person and will lower their lifespan by 50 years. You can pull the lever to divert the trolley and lower the lifespan of 5 people by 10 years instead. What do you do?
So this is like a delayed kill. It's like, it's not going to kill them now, but like either 10 years or no, actually no. It's just taking years off the life.
No, I would totally do the 10 years, 5 person, because 50 years on a person is fucked. Like that means that we have like what, less than 30 years left to live.
Maybe.
Fuck that. 10 years, you could, instead of 80, you live to 70. Instead of 90, you live to 80. Instead of 100, you live to 90. Like, you don't even know. So I feel like that's a lot. 10 years is not as much as 50.
Yeah, almost. I mean, 50 is basically just an instant kill, right?
Well, I mean, it depends how old they are, I suppose.
Well, even then, like, if you're in your 20s, you at most will live to 70, maybe.
I don't know. Some people, it depends.
Depends.
Depends. But, I mean, you have the potential, I mean, especially with modern medicine, who knows, you know? But,
become cyborgs.
Yeah, or go into the grid, who knows. Either way, all I'm saying is that I think 10 years is a little less egregious on people.
Pull the lever?
I would.
Like they're just like, "Oh.
Yeah, not dead." Yeah, 65% agree.
Okay.
Oh no, a trolley is heading towards 5 people. You can pull a lever to divert it to the other track, sending the trolley into the future to kill 5 people 100 years from now. Wow.
So do you want to do it now or do you want to do it later?
Well, here's the thing. What if killing these 5 people now do something that prevents the future? If the portal is there, maybe it was supposed to go into the future.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, because why would the portal be there if it wasn't meant to be there? Because the future people would know of this event and be like, oh, we got to make sure that this they don't die in this event. Mm. What if this, like, brought them to make flying trains? And now this near event inspired one of them. And then the people in the future, man, they probably know, fuck them. You know what I mean?
So into the portal.
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. But what do you think?
I mean, I like your argument. I like that it was a predestined fate of, yeah, like, it's this, like, portal is here for a reason.
It's like a loop. Like, it's like pretty much like a loop type thing. It has to be there.
All right.
An absolute point.
I pull the lever.
Yeah.
Bloop. 65.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People know what's up.
All right.
A trolley problem is playing out before you. Do you actually have a choice in this situation, or has everything been predetermined since the universe began? You know, that's a really interesting point. Like, you know, as you know, people like to think that, like, oh, like, we have free will, and then and then at the same time, out of the next breath, they'll be like, but everything happens for a reason. So which is it? Because if it happened for a reason, then that's predetermined and predestined. And therefore, you didn't have a choice in getting to that
causality.
Yeah, right?
So trippy. Do you have a choice or no?
I have a choice. Well, in this circumstance, I could just not play it. So I guess I do have a choice. And they'll forever be in that limbo.
Mm.
You know?
By not engaging with it.
By not engaging with it, that you technically break that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That'd be a really funny way to just end the podcast and just not do the final question.
We'll leave that for you.
No, I don't know. So I guess I have a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Because you could just not play. But
And there we go. We have killed 61 people.
Well, could have been worse, I guess.
We have solved philosophy. We did it.
We did it. Thank you, Shrek.
Stop. Where is this coming from? Where is Shrek coming from?
I cannot say. It's I don't have the authority.
Oh my god. That's I want to see if we can find the trolley problem Reddit. Cause it gets really funny, the shit they have on there. You want me to pull it up?
Yeah, pull it up.
All right. King of Crimson. So I set it by top rate all time.
Okay.
So nobody's in danger. You are a professor from moral philosophy. Do you tie people to the rails to save your job?
The correct answer is yes. All right. Well, they answered for us.
Or what do? Pull a lever and it kill only one person, but you won't get to see a trolley go up a super epic ramp.
No, just kill a person. The one person.
Uh-oh.
Well, there's nothing you could do there.
Would it be fair for the people the trolley's always killed to divert it now?
Wait, would it be fair to the people of the trolley? I mean, yeah, because you could save, like, at least you got to save them now. I don't know.
Student debt. yeah, you killed the guy who was behind the trolley problems all along. It's finally over. The track is heading towards B. If you pull a lever, it will switch to A, but you won't get this to a totally sick loop-de-loop.
Oh my god, these are stupid.
I love them. There was one that was wild.
Oh my god. We can't show that on YouTube.
Uh-oh. We have the Suez Canal problem with the evergreen thing. It gets... There's no dire emergency. Do you accept your duty to return the car even though you gain nothing?
Yes. You know what? Yes, because I fucking hate when people leave it out and then they roll into parking spaces and then you gotta get out of your car and move them and then find a fucking space and you gotta do someone else's job. Fuck that.
All right. So, there we go. Jeez.
Wait, hello? I am the most fuckable person in this trolley problem.
Oh, man. Yeah. I love this. It just keeps going.
Oh my goodness. Does the trolley game like do different questions? Is it randomizer or is it solely those?
I think it just does those. Oh. Yeah.
Excuse me.
I like the the newest one? It was on top. The infinity trolley problem.
What the actual?
Oh man.
All right. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, well, there we go.
I'm going to get murdered.
Yep. So
Shrek's coming for me.
Why? What's...
And you.
Why? What's the Shrek thing?
I'm not authorized to clarify.
What?
Well, we appreciate you guys listening to... No, I don't know. It's just this random thing I started saying where, like, I was like, I worship Shrek or something as a joke because it was just so absurd.
I mean, Shrek is love, Shrek is life.
Right? Yeah, I guess like that's like technically where it came from in my mind probably. And it annoys my friends because they're just like, why? Like similar to how you react. And, yeah. And I love that. So I just do it with no context.
So this has been probably the worst episode of the Apostle Central podcast.
Well, I thought we're keeping it light.
It's like a short. this is the OVA.
this is just the in-betweener. This is the 1.5, you know.
The filler episode.
Yeah, the filler episode for sure.
Right.
But yeah, you guys got a little taste of the morality complex that encompasses the imposter syndrome podcast.
Yeah, if you couldn't pick up on that already, like Oh, buddy.
But we appreciate you guys for listening every week. Tell me, could you guys tell if we were being serious or not?
Do you think we're moral degenerates? Let us know in the comments below.
Make sure to leave a like and subscribe and comment if you would like. It helps a lot, and we appreciate it very much. I actually enjoyed that, to be honest. It was fun. The trolley game.
I always love the trolley game. The trolley game is,
they throw ones at you that were kind
of... Yeah, they throw you. So they're like, some of them are like, ooh, actually, hang on.
Yeah, wait a minute. But we do appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening to this Cursed Energy episode. I'm Jake. Oh, that's nice. Station's kind of threw me for a whirlwind.
Yeah, right?
I was like, wait a minute. Am I going back? Am I traveling in time?
The PlayStation 2.
I'm like, did I just wake up from a coma or something? Like,
yeah.
FBI, open up!
It wasn't me. It was Shrek.
Shrek! Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh my God, it's the longest outro ever.
I know. Okay. I'm done. I think I'm good.
All right. Well, I'm Jake.
I am Michael.
And Shrek is here.
Oh God! Oh shit! Oh Jesus Christ! Oh, Shrek! Oh, run! Run! Run!